Are you ready to live the all-in life? Then welcome to the All-In Podcast Show, sharing the defining moments of impact-driven entrepreneurs, industry pioneers, and transformative leaders as they showcase their defining moments and went all-in on their business and found true success. From the early steps in their journey to the moment they truly took their commitment to their life and business to another level, we'll give you the insight you need to go all-in on your dream life. Now here's your host, Daniel Giordano.
Welcome to the All In Podcast Show today. I am excited to introduce you to Bill Gammon from Gammon & Associates. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Thank you, Dan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm excited to hear your journey because I'm sure you have a wealth of wisdom and experience to share with the world, right? So give me a little bit about your background, like your upbringing.
Well, I was born in a small town in Virginia. My parents were divorced when I was very young. Didn't see my dad for 10 years. And he asked me to go spend my senior year in the Philippines. Guess what? I did. Learned a lot about the world at a young age that I didn't know from where I was. Right. Over the next 5 decades, I started with United Airlines after going through an aeronautical school in Kansas City at JFK. Wasn't a job I wanted. It was on a ramp loading bags. But it was the company I wanted, was the friendly skies, people I wanted to associate with. And so I took the risk and jumped in like an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Over the next close to 20 years, I moved through several places with them to where I was responsible for marketing, sales, and assistant to a regional vice president in the Midwest when I had another offer from another airline. Joined them, became their director of sales. Over the next several years, I advanced to the responsibility of vice president of marketing, sales, reservations, schedules, and pricing. So I've had a lot of mentors and people coaching me to be successful. That airline was sold to Don Burke, People Express, but all he wanted was our 72 arrival and departure slots at O'Hare, our 37 at St. Louis, the Eastern Express that we had built in out of Philadelphia, the Continental Express we'd built out of Houston. But I just didn't like drinking the Kool-Aid of a company like that that valued money more than people. Right. And so I told people that helped me build that company and others. I knew a lot of people, and if they wanted to leave and find something else, I'd help them. But I'd met a man named Joe Masotti over in Indianapolis, and he was responsible for Shearson Lehman Hutton. And he had told me, Bill, you can do well for your clients and yourself if you just work half the time. I said, Joe, that sounds pretty good. He said, Bill, now which 12 hours do you want to work every day? Guess what? I did. I worked very hard. Mm-hmm. I became Shearson's best new broker in the Midwest my first year in the business. A couple years later, Prudential bought me a house on a lake just to move my business down the street. Over the next 30 plus years, I was the number one independent broker in America for 3 different broker dealers. You don't do that without a lot of help, with a lot of change. A couple of years ago, I monetized that business and retired. A week to 10 days afterwards, sitting here in my office upstairs, I decided that I'd achieved all the things I'd achieved with the help from a lot of others, from a lot of good coaches and mentors, employees and bosses. And I wanted to spend the rest of my life helping others just like me or you achieve what they want to achieve. So I became a coach. And now a couple of years later, I'm a mentor coach because behind me, I got 5 decades of experience to know what to do and what to avoid doing. And the second part is just as important as the first in helping others. If I can keep you out of trouble, I can help you move forward faster. So that's the overview of the story.
Right.
And what I find is people are looking for what I can do for them, for how long it'll take me to help them realize their goals or dreams, for what it'll cost them in time and money, and what I can do for them today. I share that with them. And if they're open and trusting and believe, I take them through a step of the journey to dose deeper. What specifically is to clarify their goals and their dreams, and then to help them come up with a plan and a journey to get them there, and to light their path and hold their hand along the way. And I found that I've been able to help a lot of people cut the cords that are holding them back and move forward toward their dreams faster.
Right.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Awesome. All right. I love it. So tell me, in your journey, obviously, of now, you said 5 decades, right? You know, I'm sure you had some challenges at some point along that journey, right? So, you know, and I think a lot of times there's this misconception, you know, because people always see the success we have, right? And they think you just arrived, right? They don't see all the sleepless nights and the, you know, challenges with employees or the challenges with vendors or all the different things we experience. Have you, you know, maybe you can share some words of wisdom around some of the challenges and then how you overcame them.
Well, a challenge is simply an obstacle that you can step over, go around, or just figure, I can't do it. And can't just doesn't exist in my vocabulary. Can't is sort of gauntlet down to folks like you and me, Dan.
Right.
And so as those challenges arise, whether they might be something that we feel not good enough for, maybe it takes more education, maybe it takes more work online to find out how to do things, because quite frankly, I have a degree in marketing and business from the University of Iowa. I got that back in 79, but the marketing world is certainly nowhere close to what it was when I got my marketing degree.
All right.
And when I stepped out of the financial business and into the coaching business, marketing what I have to help people is different from helping people make millions of dollars with investments. Mm-hmm. One, I tell them what to do. The other one, I find out what they want and help them get there. Mm-hmm. Big difference.
Right.
So the important steps right now to help somebody is to find out what's working for them and what's not.
Right.
And help them understand Pareto's principle, the 80-20 principle. Things like 20% of what you do is 80% of the results or more, sometimes 90. And so you have to also show them to find a time and opportunity to do what you want that's going to get you there. You have to give up some of the things that you've been doing. And it's easy to give up some of them, but it's more difficult to give up others. And it's always different in different cases. So since I deal with individuals, it's hard to tell you exactly how to do that unless I understand what it is you want to do. And then I can help you create a system to do it systematically and replace the important thing. What's been keeping you from doing it is the roadmap in your mind is telling you you can't. Mm-hmm. And that roadmap has been journeyed in, and about 95% of the things that we make decisions on are made emotionally 5 to 10 seconds before we even know what that decision is. And then we support it rationally. So the more I can help you identify that trigger and what's causing it, and then help replace that with a new habit over time, the more successful we can become working together.
Sure. Yeah. So is there a common problem that you see, like the number one problem that you see with most entrepreneurs and businesses that you've been working with?
The problem I see is the glitz and glitter. They get distracted by all of that rather than focusing on the next one thing they need to work on to move forward successfully. That's why it takes a program, an identity, and a process to do things. And the more we can replace habits with processes and procedures and programs, the more efficient we all can become. Mm-hmm. But seeing that is difficult for a lot of people because we want to get there quick. And mm-hmm. so we want to do it all at once. And trying to do too many things at once leads to one thing, overload. Mm-hmm. And when anybody is on overload, they're not working their best. And when you can help people see that, you know, miracles occur. I talked to a client last week, and he told me, I can't do this because of that. I said, well, what you need to do is eat the frog. He says, well, what's that? I said, well, that's just another gammonism, but that frog is keeping you from doing what you want to do. And the sooner you eat it, the more you'll be open to the next thing you can do. And so a few hours later, about 6 hours later, he sent me a text. He said, I ate the frog. I says, now you can enjoy the steak because now you can focus on the next thing. And he was elated. And it's amazing how you can tell people like him or some other people, like a man who told me, I can't do this because I had this happen in my past. And I said, you know, when you go fishing, you have a knife on board. And one of the things you need to do is reach behind you and cut that rope to the anchor that's holding your boat from going where you want it to go. And once you do, you'll start to thrive. And he did it. And you can't imagine how his attitude changed and how his accomplishments multiplied in just a couple of weeks.
Right.
So it's a matter of helping people identify things that they need to stop doing as well as start doing to really get them to move forward at warp speed.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's what's great is that, you know, you can tell you love what you do, right? And I'm going to change gears on you on this. I want to know what you love doing for fun outside the scope of business. Like, what are some things you enjoy doing?
Well, I enjoy helping people. So my wife and I are very involved in our church. Mm-hmm. And we like to travel, but with mm-hmm. COVID, we've had to put a lot of that on hold.
Right.
But we have traveled a lot and enjoyed a lot and met a lot of neat people. Mm-hmm. For example, a few years back, we went to Japan for 3 weeks with a former client who passed away a couple of years ago. And he had lived in Japan for 30 years. And so we spent a week in Tokyo, a week in Nara, and a week in Kyoto, the three historic leading cities in Japan. Mm-hmm. And we saw places we never would have seen without making that trip without others. And that also illustrates that when you're going to go do something or go someplace you haven't been, a guide can get you a lot more out of the trip and a lot more memories than going it alone.
Love it. Definitely great correlation there. Right. So that's awesome. So, I mean, it's a great analogy for life, like overall, because I think a lot of times we miss the point as entrepreneurs. You get so focused on the business aspect of, you know, making money. I mean, most entrepreneurs I'm sure you've worked with, like they're so focused on the numbers that they miss the opportunities with their family. They miss the time that they get to spend with their families because they're so focused on the business. And in the end, you know, the family struggles, right? And unfortunately, sometimes that leads to, you know, bad things, right? I think a lot of people miss that as entrepreneurs. It's like the whole reason why you're doing it is for you and your family, right?
Right. And so for the KPIs to help people like that overcome that, I tell them about my two biggest priorities. Mm-hmm. I don't say no to God and I don't say no to Dayla. Dayla's my wife. So if mm-hmm. they're my top two priorities, where are my KPIs likely to be?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And the God part is part of helping people.
Right.
Regardless of what their religion are. Mm-hmm. My father, mother, stepfather, and stepmother were all of different faiths. So I learned very early in life, it's not where you pray, it's that you pray and how you live that really counts. And so regardless of where someone comes from or what their religion is, I do not have a problem helping them. And they see that. And they feel that. And so I get to where I can be their trusted friend to help them along the journey they need to continue.
Right. Awesome. Love it. Great message, great, you know, stuff you're doing out there. Bill. I'm excited to see the, you know, the impact that you're having, because I get to see that on the back end of a similar, you know, the program that we're involved in together, right? So I get to,
exactly,
get to see some of the successes and things you're doing, right? So it's exciting to see. So, you know, as we wind down here, then what's, tell me a little bit about, you know, how people find out more about you.
Well, my website is Gammon, G-A-M-M-O-N, and A-N-D Associates, A-S-S-O-C-I-A-T-E-S.net. Okay. On that place, people can find some gifts that will be worth gold to them. Mm-hmm. A book, an opportunity to talk to me, to answer questions, or to take them to where I can show them exactly what we can do, and then let them make an informed decision whether to work with me or try to do it yourself or try to go find somebody else. And I'm good with that, because here's the truth. There are people I can help and there are people I can't. And so it starts out on my website saying I work with serious business people that really want to do something. And yeah, I'm a little long a tooth, but I got more energy than people half my age. And I have a lot of experience to say I can be successful and I can help other people be successful. And I have a toolbox provided by others we work with that gives me the opportunity to say that with 100% confidence and to stand behind it.
Love it. Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be here and sharing your message. I'm glad you, took me up on having this conversation and sharing your message with the world. Any parting words?
My parting words is I wish you and your clients the best in life. And I hope that you find what you're looking for, because too many people look in the wrong places or give up something and go elsewhere to fish. Mm-hmm. It's like the book Acres of Diamonds. The guy sold a place that had diamonds in his backyard to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So don't get discouraged. Get help. Reach out to a coach or someone else. Talk to someone who might give you some other insight into what you can't see the forest for the trees in yourself. Mm-hmm. And there are people like you and me and others that can help folks, and we're there to do it. And if they just give us the opportunity and then invest the resources that they have to do what they want to do, they will fast track their business journey and thrive along the way. That's the name of the book I wrote that they can have free from my website.
Okay. Love it. Well, all right. Thank you for that. I appreciate your time here, and continued success.
God bless you and your family. Stay away from the virus and enjoy life.
We want to thank you for being all in with us on today's episode of the All In Podcast Show. For more information and resources based on today's discussion, as well as ways to connect to our guests, head to allinpodcast.com. That's available exclusively on allinpodcast.com.